Good Saturday morning and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broker owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful, beautiful, working on that, North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat. Our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we are legacy building. That is what we do. So, hey, if you're making those things happen, I want you to check us out on social media, Facebook. I want you to check us out on YouTube. Guys, I want you to stay tuned because we coming soon. Yeah. A little bit longer, but I want you to check us out. And I want you to share our information, guys, with anybody who you believe this may be a fit for. See, oftentimes we see a blessing or we see a gift. Sometimes, guys, there's a dollar laying on the street and you pick it up and put it in your pocket and you pass by the homeless man about 100 feet down and you don't think to give him the dollar that you found right there. So sometimes, guys, we got to share these nuggets with one another. That's what this thing here is calling. That's what this thing here says we must do. And most important, that is the thing that we must get done. All right. So look, today, look, we're going to talk a little bit about yesterday. And we're going to talk a little bit about tomorrow. And what I'm talking about on yesterday is, guys, this past week, we had a great time, fabulous time over at 963 Battery Avenue over in West Ashley. That is that affordable home that we've been working on over there. And we've had a wonderful time, guys, a wonderful time sharing that with you all. I want you to know that I appreciate those of you who tuned in, for those of you who came out. We appreciate you and we love you for doing so because we have to get the word out. We have to let people know that there are opportunities to own homes that are affordable, that are attainable for those of you who are in, quote unquote, the workforce. See, oftentimes people are telling me, hey, Colwin, I can't find a house. And my response to them is, okay, well, look, what you're looking for and where you're looking. And then let's figure those things out. Let's kind of put things into place. And just because you can't find, or hold on, the whole thing of I can't find a house may or may not be accurate, period. Because oftentimes people are looking for a thing particular when God has something else for you. All right. Yeah. Think about that. Some of y'all talking about I'm a buy a Mercedes. Well, God may have a BMW for you, may have a Cadillac, may have a Chevy, all right? And y'all out here trying to buy a BMW when you're supposed to be in a Chevy. God gave you the opportunity. You walked on the lot, that God showed you the BMW, but he told you and explained to you, hey, I got a much better, much newer, a much nicer Chevrolet that's ready to go, and you shunned the Chevrolet because you're so set on the BMW, all right? So, guys, sometimes this house is the same way. You know, this is a conversation that we've been having around my office, that we've been having as a group in our company and our firm, that we are out here working hard diligently to help you all locate housing, or to help you guys that are selling homes, to help you get those houses sold to a buyer that fits. All right. But the reality is this, and I'm going to say this very plain and we're going to move on, guys. The reality is very simple. Oftentimes we are trying to achieve what we saw somebody else did, but we don't want to go through the same. And I look here, I don't want to use the HE double hockey sticks on you, but look here, the same things they went through to get it, we ain't willing to do. All right. So that's not fair. To be frank about it, I don't believe that's good common sense. See, your friend went through some things that you might not have known. Your family member, your church member, your coworker went through some things that you might not have known. Look here, they might be spending the inheritance money. They might be spending, you know what I'm saying? They might be spending insurance money from something that happened, a loss. And now you're looking at their gain and saying they ain't had to do nothing for it. You know, they just got it. That's not how this thing goes, guys. They may have went through a thing to get to a thing. And you guys are trying to get to a thing without going through nothing. Doesn't work. All right. So, guys, we want to change our mindset. We want to change our mentality. Most importantly, we want to adjust our approach. Guys, look here. If you're on a plane, if you're a pilot, and I don't know, maybe somebody today listening to this is a pilot. Maybe you fly big planes. Maybe you fly small planes. If you fly small, fly small planes? Look here, I'm gonna tell you something right now. You flying what you can fly. Am I right or am I wrong? That's what you've been trained on. That's what you know about. That's what you do. And I'm pretty sure you don't get upset when somebody say to you, I'm pretty positive you don't get upset when somebody say to you that you fly small planes and you don't fly big commercial airliners. I'm pretty sure what you say is, well, look here, you the one that's walking or driving on the ground. I'm up in the air. I'm somewhere where you're not. So for those of you who like to be a little bit salty and a little bit petty, that's what your response can be, because you got a house when somebody else don't. It don't matter when you're talking to somebody who doesn't have what you got, where your opportunity is. Don't focus on anybody else. Focus on yourself and what you need to be doing to get yourself where you're trying to be. Forget the rest of it. All right. So guys, again, going back, thank you so much for those of you who came out last week. Guys, we have a tremendous amount of interest. We've been following up with people, working people through an approval process to purchase this home. You cannot find new construction in this area at this price point, guys. This is here. It was created, made accessible, made attainable, made affordable for some family to purchase and have an opportunity to live in a great area, close to everything, at a wonderful price. So don't miss that opportunity. If you want more information about that home, please reach out. Please reach out to my team at the office, 843-619-3005. Again, 843-619-3005. Guys, look, so I want to talk to you a little bit today about kind of what's going on otherwise around us. And these are the conversations oftentimes that are not had. See, we're having, and I'm going to be very direct about this. I recently had this conversation. I want to give a shout out to our development partner, Fred F.A. Johnson, who represents works with a few different organizations, but long story short, he is our guy. He's our development partner. He's our go-to for these kind of conversations. But, you know, he and I oftentimes have these conversations about mindset and all that stuff as well. And we've been having this talk about the conversations that's going on that y'all don't know about. And what I mean by that, not the conversations going on behind closed doors, quote unquote, this is the conversation that's going on somewhere where you're not. All right. Most of us spend so much time stuck on social media or following the things that are on social media that we really don't know what's going on. We have someone's opinion about what's happening, but not the actual inside knowledge that we could have if we were in attendance ourselves. All right. You know, we take small issues and blow them up into larger ones. We take opinions and we make those into, prejudices and, you know, racism and all this other stuff. And guys, look, to be blunt about it, whatever side of the coin that you're on, that is your side, your choice. But I'm going to tell you that from my perspective, from our perspective here at Exit Strategies Radio Show, we want you to see what others don't. We want you to see in a manner that others will not or cannot. We want you to see not just with your natural eye, but with your spiritual eye, what you can achieve and what you can accomplish. And we want to encourage you in that, all right? So guys, look, people are out here cashing out and cashing in on the current real estate market. That is it in a nutshell, all right? Not the average household, but households across America, in America, there's approximately $9.1 trillion. That's a lot of money, guys. In tappable home equity, all right? So home values across our country have increased. So a number of years ago, people obviously purchased homes and they were quote unquote upside down in those purchases. They owed more of the homes at one point in time than what the market was at that particular time. Now, for those of you who have known me, granted, we were not on air at that time, at least not on this platform. We were, on other shows and we were talking to people and encouraging people to hold on, because real estate is a long-term investment. You know, those that know that. The people that oftentimes that you all as consumers are encountering, our listeners, the people that you're usually encountering, are looking at real estate as a short-term investment, instant gratification, this, here, that, and the third, and you see it. You see it all on social media. This person sold a house and got this check. Well, okay, yeah, but they probably bought it, put a lot of work into it, sold it, made some money. They took a risk. Yeah, they took a risk that many people are not willing to take. If you're willing and able, because there's also the able part, I mean, to be very direct about it, if you're going to buy an investment property, excuse me, that needs a substantial amount of work, typically you're going to be doing that in a format or fashion that requires you to have money. Yes, savings, whatever it is, however you can tap into it, have money, cash. And we're not talking about typically $1,000. We're talking about probably $20,000, $30,000 or more $1,000, depending upon the size of the project, the amount of work needed, purchase price, all that kind of stuff. Now, granted, there's opportunity and money to be made, but there's also a risk because you could easily put that money into a project and find out you need more money to complete it, or something else happens that causes you not to get the project completed in a timely fashion, therefore costing you money. So there's a risk in it. So the person that takes a risk gets the reward. All right. So typical traditional home ownership, guys, doesn't work that way. Typical traditional home ownership is I'm going to purchase this home. Yes, I may purchase a starter home in an area that's developing and growing. I may go into a neighborhood that's quote unquote less than desirable, but is gradually turning itself over, and I'm going to invest in my property. I'm going to make repairs and updates and do things. And as the neighborhood kind of changes and turns over, meaning more people come in with the same mindset, the same mentality, and they take care of their properties, then my neighborhood becomes more desirable. People want to pay more to be here. And in turn, I can sell my home in the future and make a profit that I can reinvest into the next property. And then in turn, move forward that way as well. See, I was having this conversation with one of our team, one of our agents here. And, you know, there's differences in generations and thought process. There's some people that will buy a home and they'll remain there for the rest of their lives. So you guys that are of that fashion want to buy the house. Has to be this, and that's it. But some of you will buy a home and start and then grow. You'll buy a smaller townhouse, condo, a starter place, getting from renting to owning your own place, paying less money, saving money, and in turn, growing from there, turning the first property into a rental. So guys, look, we have quickly come up on our first break today. Guys, you're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. As I always say, it is my honor, my pleasure to be here, to serve you. Most importantly, you know I love you, so I want you to hold tight. I want you to flip that flapjack, and your boy will be right back. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broker and owner of Basil Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, as I always say, if this is your first time listening to the show, you are in for a treat. Our mission is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. As I oftentimes add, when you're out there doing things, making things happen in your life, guys, we want you to be sure that you put a hashtag on it that says to others what you're doing, that you're building a legacy, not just for yourself, but for your children, your children's children, so forth and so on. Our word tells us that, it teaches us that, and guys, we want to adhere to it. So Guys, before the break, we were kind of talking about where we are in our country as a whole. So I threw out a very, very, very large number prior to our break of approximately $9.1 trillion in tappable. And there's a the word tappable means available, what they can get. Not, you know, typically, you know, you're not going to refinance and pull all the equity out of your home. All right. Typically, but we have $9.1 trillion of tappable equity. So there is a lot of money out here in the real estate market, a lot of opportunity for people that own homes. So for you, our listeners, who maybe, just maybe, you own a home, maybe you just inherited a home, you're trying to figure out what to do with it. Guys, we'd love to meet with you, talk with you about your options. Give us a call and touch in with us and let us know how we can assist you. All right. You can visit us on our website, exitlowcountry.com. Again, that's exitlowcountry.com. Guys, you can go there. You can drop a contact request and we'll be grateful, happy to follow up with you and answer any questions that you guys may have in regards to your real estate needs. Maybe, just maybe, you're considering buying and you want to know where to start. Guys, you can go to that website as well and contact us. Please make sure that you drop a note to us there again, and we'll be grateful, happy to follow up with you and talk with you about what overall is going on in the market. All right. So going back to this $9.1 trillion of equity. So guys, there's approximately 1.75 million homeowners, all right, that as of the middle of last month, that were still in forbearance with their lenders. Now, I'm bringing the statistic not to give you this expectation that gloom and doom is on the horizon, all right? Because I've heard that a lot in a lot of people that I've spoken to, because they in turn are listening to people that are not in the industry, not really, you know, it's to be frank about it, it's the wish and the hope becoming the conversation of expectation, all right? So there's a wish and a hope that home prices become more affordable to those people that are looking to buy or looking to leverage up. So, you know, it's just like, I mean, I hate to sound this way, but the reality is, you know, you guys hope that gas prices go down so you can travel further, you know, or travel more. So in similar fashion, people that want to buy houses, people that want to move up to bigger houses, they look and say, okay, well, look, I want this market to crash so I can get the next house for less money. But usually, typically, and history has supported this, all right, when you see a shift downward in real estate prices, you typically see a shift upwards in interest rates, all right? So the disadvantage that is presented or presents itself in that particular scenario is that you pay less in price, but your cost goes up. And most people I know would much rather have a lower cost than versus, if you will, if you had an option, you'd rather a lower cost than a lower price. And the reason I say it that way is because, and I use this analogy in conversations, guys, and I want to give you, you know, for those of you who are listening, guys, we have a home buyer workshop going on today. If you're in the Monk's Corner area, today we have a home buyer workshop going on, okay? And I'm going to be there presenting. You know, I get that honor today. This workshop is being hosted by, you know, one of our agents, one of our team here in the office, Althea Barr. You know, shout out to her. She did a fabulous job in putting this workshop together. She's super, super duper excited about it. So guys, I want you to, you know, reach out to her if you're interested in attending this one or the next one that will be coming along, because she is now in process, I'm sorry, guys, of planning the next workshop, for the area as well. She's super duper excited to be serving you guys as, you know, her as your real estate professional. And the guys, we cannot be prouder of the energy and effort that she puts into every client that she works with. All right. So guys, you can text Althea, that's Althea, to 85377. Again, that text number or the number to text to is 85377. You text Althea, Althea, and ask her, hey, what can I do to get into the next workshop? All right. So guys, look, super excited to be out there today. But again, as I was saying, if you guys are, you know, home buyers or potential home buyers, you know, many people have this as a rumor or myth. Matter of fact, it's more of a myth versus a rumor. It's a myth that, you know, prices are going to just drop. So people have kind of been on the cusp of, okay, I'm going to sit and wait. What has happened is that hasn't happened. Period. So now some people that were, well, I'm going to sit and wait, have said, wait a minute, I might have had this thing here wrong, so I need to go ahead and try to do something now before I can't do anything at all. And in turn, those people have now gotten themselves back into the real estate market. So the short answer to many of your questions, guys, is that there are people that are delinquent or otherwise behind on their mortgage, okay? Lenders have worked out options with them. And I said this, you know, a number of years ago, that in the midst of the recession that we experienced, you know, back in 07, 08, 09, and parts of 10, because we kind of started coming out of it around 10, 11, as far as the year goes, during that time period, what many people did not realize is that options and workout plans to help people stay in the home they were buying were made available. All right. So if you were a renter during that time period, there weren't very many options, if any at all, to help you remain in a rental if you fell behind on payments. All right. But if you were a homeowner, you had a hardship, lost your job this year, that day, and the third, then there were a tremendous amount of options that were made available to you to help you to stay into your home. And that speaks volumes as to the importance in this country of home ownership. You know, we're in a country, and, you know, for everything that we seemingly complain about, what we don't appreciate is the options that are afforded to us in these United States versus what other people experience in other countries. To be able to own your home here in the States, and some people say, well, you never own it because you're paying taxes. You own the home. Let's just be fair. If that's the case, you don't own anything because you pay taxes on everything that you have, right? Yeah, you do. So let's be fair about that and let's be direct. This is a country that you get to own your home. You get to buy it. You can make payments. You can pay cash for it if you got the money. You can pay it off and it's yours. You can pass it on to the next generation. You could give it to a gifted to your church. You could gift it to a nonprofit. You can do any number of things with your property, all right? Because you get to buy, you get to own it in this country. Other places, they don't get to do that. So the relevance and the importance of that is that you guys have the opportunity to have a stake in your community. That is the importance of home ownership. When you own, you have pride. When you have pride, you have increased engagement. When you have increased engagement, you have a better neighborhood, a better environment, when people look out for one another. Now, I am not telling you that they looking, I ain't talking about when they looking out, quote unquote, to be nosy and talk about people. Nah, that came from somewhere else. That didn't come from the goodness of people's hearts. But I'm talking about when they legitimately look out to make sure, hey, look, hey, I saw your kid doing this right here. You know, just so you know, you know, so you might want to say something to them or what have you. Hey, I saw him doing this, not in a manner, in a fashion that the parent did something wrong, but hey, your kid was doing this, you know, just so you know, just in case, you know what I'm saying? They were over here when I know you normally don't let them go over there, just in case, you know, as people, we got to engage one another and have a conversation with one another that differs than the conversation we used to have. The conversation we used to have was surround around, well, and I say surround around, well, hey, I appreciate that because we're a village and we raise these kids and I'm gonna look out for your child. I appreciate you looking out for mine. But now all of a sudden, why are you looking at my child? Why are you paying attention to my child? You need to be paying attention to your own. That's not how that thing here should go. You know, each one teach one, and we're all a community and we should be a village. And in turn, we have lost that. We've lost our way. But I'm not gonna let you all listening to this show lose your way as it relates to the opportunities that are afforded to you and the opportunities that are in front of you. All right, I'm not gonna let you lose your way. That is what we wanna bring here to this show, to our community, to you guys, our listeners. We have to be, we will be, and we will always make effort to be greater and better. Not be greatest, not be the best, but to be better. If there's always a if there's always more effort, if there's always more given, if there's always more done, then we will always be better. We'll be the best at all times because we are increasing every time that we act. So guys, look, we have quickly come to the end of this show, this episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Guys, I want you to stay tuned. Guys, we got some exciting things. Trust me, we'll be announcing next week. So I want you to stay tuned, how you can help us to grow our show, how you can help us to extend and expand our reach, how you can help us to be all that we have the opportunity and the potential to be. I'm gonna leave you with this, a Facebook quote for you that follow me, guys. This past week, I put this up and I said, Lord, I am tired, but I am still able. So for you that listen, I appreciate you. As I always say to you in closing, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm gonna see you guys out there in the streets.